joining us as we continue our look at what man is to believe concerning God. Yesterday, we looked at the differences between justification and sanctification. And whereas justification is perfect in all those whom Christ applies it by the work of the Spirit, we saw that sanctification, on the other hand, is always imperfect in this life. And so today's question looks at why and from where does such imperfection arise? Question 78. Whence ariseth the imperfection of sanctification in believers? The imperfection of sanctification in believers arises from the remnants of sin abiding in every part of them, and the perpetual lustings of the flesh against the Spirit, whereby they are often foiled with the temptations, and fall into many sins, are hindered in all their spiritual services, and their best works are imperfect and defiled in the sight of God. And so we see that it's the sources here. So the imperfections of sanctification in believers arise from the remnants of sin abiding in every part of them. As we saw, there is no infusion of grace and justification making us holy completely. And so, and even once we have been justified, adopted, and the work of sanctification has begun, every part is still corrupt. So we have that remnant of sin abiding in every part, the perpetual lusting of the flesh against the Spirit. We can think about Paul else throughout talking about this war. In particular, we'll see Romans 7, but we could go elsewhere. That as the Spirit comes into us, the flesh lusts to regain and reassert its domination and control. And thus, we come to recognize that we have this, and so we are constantly foiled with temptations. Why does so-and-so fall into such-and-such sin? Or more particularly, why do I always do X? Well, as Paul says, "For I know that nothing good dwells in me that is in my flesh, for I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. But I see in my members another law, waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members." And we see, "But when Cephas came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face because he stood condemned. For before certain men came from James, he was eating with the Gentiles. But when they had come, he drew back and separated himself, fearing the circumcision party." And so out of fear, he fell into a particular sin. And so we have this ongoing, recurring problem. And so we're hindered in all spiritual services accordingly. "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us." When I was about 19, I was on a field training exercise in ROTC, and we were walking through part of Fort Hood, Texas. So we're in Texas, Fort Hood, and it was night, and all of a sudden something had grasped around me, and I couldn't get it loose until I stopped. Had to use gloves because it was just a tiny strand of razor wire. You know, when stretched out, it probably might have been 3 feet, but the way it was all coiled up, it was, you know, maybe 2 feet, but it got wrapped around. And that's the way sin works. It wraps around and it coils and it will seek to ensnare. And so that your best works are imperfect and defiled in the sight of God because you still have remaining sin in every part of you. Your flesh, that remaining portion of your remaining corruption, lusts after and wars against the Spirit in you. And then the temptations come, and so it defiles the best things you do. John Bunyan once said that there's enough sin in my best prayers to damn the whole world. "We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like polluted garments. We all fade like a leaf in our iniquities, like the wind takes us away. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. And so we see this work of God in us so that we can grow in grace. And so we see this, the work of the Spirit continually before us. And yet we see that we constantly are falling into it. And so we fall back on Christ, not in despair, but in repentance. Thank you for joining us. Join us next time as we continue our look at what man is to believe concerning God. Thank you, and God bless.